Vivek Ramaswamy says he'll never quit on Ohio. His record tells another story. This article is by Jen Ziegler for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. On the morning of Saturday, July 4th, the country's 250th birthday, Vivek Ramaswamy did what candidates for Ohio governor are supposed to do on the 4th of July. He worked a parade in Lancaster and shook hands in Upper Arlington. Then, that night, he did something else. A private jet climbed out of Columbus and turned east, and Ramaswamy was aboard, bound for Paris. Days later, the same aircraft carried him on to Geneva. It was, according to flight records first reported by the Columbus newsletter, The Rooster, and covered here, his fifth international trip of the year. The image, an Ohio parade in the morning, a transatlantic jet by night, is the kind of thing campaigns are built to avoid. But it is also, in miniature, the argument of this entire race. Ramaswamy, the biotech entrepreneur and 2024 presidential candidate who won the Republican nomination on May 5th, is asking Ohioans to hand him a state that his own record keeps holding at arm's length, a fortune built on a drug that failed, a company he moved out of Ohio, a public verdict that American culture is, quote, mediocre, end quote, and a campaign flown largely at 40,000 feet. He says none of that is the real story. Quote, I know the American dream exists because I've lived it right here. In the state where I was born and raised, he said the night he won the primary. I will never quit on Ohio, end quote. He faces Democrat Amy Acton, the physician and former state health director, on Tuesday, November 3rd, in what a July Siena College poll found to be a dead heat, 47% to 47%. In a state that has not elected a Democratic governor in 20 years, that alone is remarkable, and it is why Ramaswamy's record is under a magnifying glass. What follows is that record. Assembled in one place, the fortune, a $5 million bet, an $8 figure payday, and a drug that failed. Ramaswamy did not build his wealth in Ohio, and he did not build it slowly. In 2014, his holding company, Roivant Sciences, paid about $5 million upfront for intipiridine, an experimental Alzheimer's treatment that GlaxoSmithKline had abandoned after four failed trials. Ramaswamy spun it into a startup, Axovant, and in 2015 took it public in what was then the largest biotech initial public offering in United States history, valuing the company at roughly $2.2 billion. Forbes, which put the 30-year-old on its cover as the, quote, boy in the bubble, end quote, reported he made at least $38 million in income the year of the IPO. In September 2017, intipiridine failed its late-stage trial. Axovant's stock fell more than 70% in a single day and never recovered. The company was eventually wound down. Ordinary investors who had bought the hype were left with next to nothing. Ramaswamy was not among them. Roivant owned roughly 78% of Axovant, and he held his personal stake through the parent, insulating himself from the wreckage below. Weeks before the failure, SoftBank had poured $1.1 billion into Roivant, not for the Alzheimer's drug, which it reportedly doubted, but for the wider portfolio, according to reporting by the New York Times. And in 2020, according to a fortune analysis of his tax returns by Yale management professor Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, Ramaswamy made nearly $200 million reducing his Roivant stake in a deal with Sumitomo shortly before the company's valuation shrank roughly fivefold after a SPAC-driven public listing. Sonnenfeld, who founded Yale's Chief Executive Leadership Institute, told Fortune the fortune was built by, quote, basically a version of pump and dump, end quote. A 2023 Newsweek opinion column went further and called Ramaswamy a fraud outright. Those are other people's words, and they carry limits worth stating plainly. No regulator has charged Ramaswamy with a crime, and he has never been convicted of one. Ramaswamy has called intipiridine his, quote, single greatest failure, end quote, and framed the gamble as a bet on Alzheimer's patients in a field where the vast majority of drugs fail, a defense drug developers make routinely. His biotech record is nonetheless the foundation on which everything else is built, including the, quote, anti-woke, end quote, investment firm, Strive, that he launched after leaving Roivant. The pandemic he runs against, and the one he lived. The centerpiece of Ramaswamy's campaign is an attack on Acton's pandemic record. He brands her, quote, Dr. Lockdown, end quote, accuses her of spreading, quote, COVID ideology, end quote, and says her role in Ohio's 2020 response, quote, disqualifies her, end quote, from office. Government Mike DeWine, a Republican who endorsed Ramaswamy, has repeatedly said the closure orders were his own decisions, not Acton's. What the attack leaves out is where Ramaswamy himself stood in 2020. As Roybon's CEO, he advised Ohio's then-Lieutenant Governor, Republican John Husted, now a United States Senator, on the state's COVID response, according to a 2021 op-ed he wrote. A recording obtained by NBC4 that year shows him backing mandatory antibody testing and stay-at-home orders for Ohioans who lacked immunity, an approach sources close to the DeWine administration told the station went beyond what they considered acceptable. On an April 2020 podcast, Ramaswamy floated a national system in which people would be, in his word, quote, segregated, end quote, by immunity status. And one of his companies, the health data firm Datavant, then worked to build the registry that would sort them, according to Associated Press reporting. Roivant also spent more than $70,000 lobbying the White House and NIH on COVID drug policy in 2020 and 2021. The pandemic was also lucrative for the empire he founded. In March, Roivant's subsidiary Genevant and its partner Arbutus announced a $2.25 billion settlement with Moderna over the unauthorized use of their vaccine delivery technology. $950 million paid up front in July, with the rest contingent on an appeals ruling. And in 2023, as he entered politics, Ramaswamy paid a Wikipedia editor to remove a reference to his service on Ohio's, quote, COVID-19 response team, end quote, from his page. He has called that a simple correction, saying the panel never met. The exculpatory facts belong high. The AP reports Ramaswamy supported vaccines during the pandemic, was vaccinated himself, and encouraged masks, while opposing government mandates for either. He says his registry idea was about restarting the economy. He holds no current role at Roivant and is not a party to the Moderna case. But critics, NBC4 reported, call the overall contrast, quote, hypocritical, end quote, a candidate attacking policies resembling ones he was privately advocating at the same time. The company that left and the culture he created, mediocre. On the economy, Ramaswamy's critics do not need symbolism. There is a headquarters that packed up and left. In November 2024, Strive, the anti-ESG asset management firm he co-founded in Columbus in 2022, announced it was relocating its headquarters to Dallas, with most of its Columbus staff expected to move. Ramaswamy had stepped back from day-to-day leadership before the relocation, and the firm is run by CEO Matt Cole, but he co-founded it, and Ohio union leaders cite the move as evidence he will not fight to keep jobs in the state. Then there is the culture itself. On Thursday, December 26, 2024, while co-chairing Elon Musk's Federal Department of Government Efficiency, Ramaswamy posted a long argument on X defending why top tech firms, quote, often hire foreign-born and first-generation engineers over native Americans. The reason, he wrote, comes down to the C-word, culture. Our American culture has venerated mediocrity over excellence for way too long, end quote. A culture that, quote, celebrates the prom queen over the math Olympiad champ, or the jock over the valedictorian, he added, will not produce the best engineers, end quote. The post, which drew more than 100 million views, was about American culture broadly, not Ohioans by name, and it prompted criticism across the political spectrum, from Nikki Haley to Steve Bannon. Ramaswamy did not call Ohioans, quote, lazy, end quote, in those words. That framing is how Acton and other Democrats summarized the post. It has stuck anyway, in part because he has not walked it back, and in part because he made his own fortune in an industry, his former company staffed partly with the visa workers he was defending. His language about everyday costs has followed the same pattern. In an April 2026 New York Times interview, he dismissed Democrats' emphasis on affordability as a, quote, buzzword, end quote, pitching instead a tech-driven, even, quote, spiritual abundance. On an October 2024 podcast with Ezra Klein, before he was a candidate, he said he believed Medicare and Medicaid were mistakes. Particularly Medicaid, he said, the welfare state, without the work requirements attached to it, end quote. A governor does not control Medicare, which is federal, and Ramaswamy has not proposed abolishing either program in Ohio. His campaign instead promotes a Medicaid fraud crackdown. But roughly 3 million Ohioans rely on Medicaid and about 2.5 million on Medicare, and Acton has made the, quote, mistake, end quote, remark a fixture of her stump speech, the big ideas, and the math. Ramaswamy's platform is a series of large promises whose arithmetic his opponents keep pressing. He wants to eliminate Ohio's income tax, which brought in roughly $11 billion in the last fiscal year. He launched his campaign vowing to abolish property taxes, too, then retreated to a, quote, rollback, end quote, toward pre-pandemic levels after DeWine called full elimination, quote, devastating, end quote, for schools, police, and fire. The Conservative Tax Foundation estimated total elimination would cost the state about $20 billion a year, and the progressive group Innovation Ohio estimated his tax plan would blow a roughly $9.8 billion hole in the budget. He has not said in detail how he would fill it. Some of his proposals have not survived contact with voters. Over the summer, he floated a longer school day and a school year with no summer break. His campaign quietly deleted the video. During his 2023 presidential run, he proposed raising the voting age to 25 for young people who could not pass a civics test or complete 6 months of military service. On higher education, he wants to consolidate Ohio's public universities. Quote, I love universities in Ohio. I want us to have the best universities. But we have too many of them, he said in a video posted to Threads. They need to be consolidated. In a Columbus Dispatch op-ed, and at a later campus event, he named Cleveland State, the University of Akron, Kent State, and Central State, a historically black university, as struggling, and said, I don't think you should be funding subpar universities, end quote. Even DeWine, his endorser, opposes closing or consolidating any of Ohio's 14 public universities. He has also made private school vouchers a central plank, and has suggested he might seek to dismantle Ohio's public school teachers' unions while paying teachers on a merit system. The largest single donor to Victors Not Victims, the Super PAC supporting him, is Pennsylvania billionaire Jeff Yass, who has given the group $20 million and is among the nation's biggest funders of vouchers and charter schools. Yass and his allies call the cause, quote, educational freedom, end quote. Critics, including school policy researcher Josh Cowan, call his Ohio spending an effort to weaken public schools. Super PACs are barred from coordinating with campaigns, the industries he would regulate and profit from. The clearest conflict in Ramaswamy's portfolio runs through his signature promise to turn the Ohio River Valley into, quote, the next Silicon Valley, end quote, by aggressively expanding AI data centers and the energy to power them. A May 2026 report from Innovation Ohio, drawn from his own ethics disclosure filing, found he holds investments across nearly every tier of that industry. Chipmakers, cloud operators, industrial real estate trusts, and cryptocurrency. His Dallas-based firm, Strive, has pivoted into a large Bitcoin treasury, and Bitcoin mining depends on precisely the energy-hungry infrastructure he wants to build. As governor, he would appoint the boards of Jobs Ohio, the Power Siting Board, the Public Utilities Commission, and the Tax Credit Authority, the very bodies that subsidize, site, and regulate data centers, an industry that has collected an estimated $2.5 billion in Ohio tax breaks since 2017. His two biggest super PAC backers, Yass and New York financier Ross Stevens, are deep in the crypto world. Ramaswamy frames the build-out as a generational opportunity and says he will make, quote, AI hyperscalers pay for their own energy usage. Asked about the strain on rural communities, he has said Ohio must protect our farmland, end quote, while producing more power. But he has not endorsed the study commission, the moratorium, or the tax code changes that rural, largely conservative communities, part of his own base, have demanded as data centers consume farmland and drive up electric bills. That resistance and the conflicts are the subject of separate reporting, what the voters already decided. In November 2023, Ohioans wrote reproductive freedom, abortion up to fetal viability, along with contraception, fertility treatment, and miscarriage care, into the state constitution, with about 57% voting yes. Ramaswamy opposed it. Quote, I'm upset about this, he said the day after, calling the amendment part of a Republican culture of losing, end quote. He describes himself as, quote, unapologetically pro-life, end quote, has praised six-week bans elsewhere as, quote, progress, end quote, and has called for ending federal funding of Planned Parenthood, though he opposes a federal ban and says abortion belongs to the states. His campaign also touts the endorsement of the Right to Life Action Coalition of Ohio, whose policy document opposes abortion in all cases, including rape and incest, states that it, quote, cannot support any form of contraception, and opposes in vitro fertilization. The group told NBC News that Ramaswamy assured its leaders he was totally with, end quote, them. His campaign declined to say whether he agrees with its position on contraception. A governor cannot repeal a constitutional amendment, and Ohio's protection stands regardless of who wins in November. The money and the distance. No candidate in Ohio history has spent like this. Ramaswamy has loaned his own campaign roughly $25 million, about 83% of what he raised in 2026, on the way to what is on track to be the most expensive governor's race the state has seen. Much of the movement happens by private jet, more than $780,000 in aircraft costs in 2025, including at least $500,000 to lease a plane through V Leasing LLC, a company Ramaswamy himself owns, as the Ohio Capital Journal first reported. His campaign also paid nearly $12,000 to an exclusive Puerto Rico resort listed as travel. The campaign says he covers the aviation personally and that a jet lets him reach all 88 counties efficiently. TiffinOhio.net has not independently confirmed who was aboard the July 4th flight, which the rooster tied to Ramaswamy through flight records and an anonymous aviation source. The spending has also produced a formal complaint. On July 7th, Democratic State Senator Kent Smith asked Ohio's campaign finance regulators to examine $509,473 in payments the Ramaswamy McCauley Committee made to American Express and reported only as monthly lump sums, rather than itemizing each purchase as state law requires. Here the balance matters and it belongs up front. The Secretary of State's office said such errors are not uncommon, granted the campaign a one-month extension, and confirmed the campaign updated its filings before the complaint was filed. Acton's campaign received a filing extension of its own this year, and Phil Richter, who led Ohio's now-abolished Elections Commission for 3 decades, called the reporting manageable so long as documentation eventually follows. The disputed sum is less than 2% of the campaign's spending. Quote, Vivek Ramaswamy and Rob McCauley for Ohio is in full compliance with all applicable Ohio campaign finance laws, end quote. Spokesperson Evan Machen said, adding that the campaign values transparency. What gives the episode an edge is where it landed. Campaign finance oversight was moved in 2026 into the office of Secretary of State Frank LaRose, who has endorsed Ramaswamy and is himself on the November ballot after Republican lawmakers eliminated the independent commission Richter once ran. The office as a way station. Ramaswamy has never held elected office of any kind. The first job he ran for was the presidency in 2024. When that ended, he took a perch atop Doge, which he left the day Trump was inaugurated. Then he came home to run for governor. When he launched the campaign, he pledged to serve a full 4-year term and rule out a 2028 presidential bid. 15 months later, the New York Times listed him among potential 2028 candidates, and he has not revisited the pledge since the primary. Even Attorney General Dave Yost, who briefly ran for the nomination himself, told NBC News that Ramaswamy had spent the previous year cycling through larger ambitions. To his critics, the jet to Paris on the night of the 250th is less a scandal than a tell, a glimpse of how a man ranks his obligations. The complication his opponents leave out. There is a part of the story that cuts the other way, and honesty requires including it. Ramaswamy, a Cincinnati-born son of Indian immigrants who was raised Hindu and made a national brand attacking, quote, identity politics, end quote, has himself become a target of identity-based attacks, not from Democrats, but from the far-right fringe of his own party. His primary rival, Casey Putsch, repeatedly called him an, quote, anchor baby, end quote, questionably American, end quote. Commentator Nick Fuentes and audiences at a Turning Point USA event have challenged his faith and his fitness to represent a majority Christian state. Ramaswamy has answered those attacks by citing the Constitution. It is a reminder that the case against him is about his record and his choices, not his background. What Ramaswamy says, and what comes next. Ramaswamy and his campaign reject the portrait his opponents paint. He points to his Ohio roots and his rise from a middle-class household as proof the American dream is real, and he casts his agenda, lower taxes, cheaper energy, a technology boom, end quote, centers of excellence, end quote, in higher education, as the fastest route to prosperity for a state he says has been left behind. He promises to grow Ohio to 15 million people. DeWine, in endorsing him, credited him with helping win business projects. Quote, from the coasts, end quote. His running mate, Senate President Rob McCauley, and the Ohio Republican Party are with him, and the polls say the race is his to win or lose. No court has found wrongdoing in any of it. But an election is a hiring decision, and Ramaswamy is asking for the job with a resume Ohioans can now read in full. The drug that failed while he cashed out, the pandemic he profited from and now runs against, the company he sent to Texas, the culture he called mediocre, the universities he would thin, the industries he would both regulate and hold stock in, and the private jet that carried him away from the state's 250th birthday. Whether that record reads as bold disruption, or as a man who never quite wanted to be here, is the question on the ballot. Ohioans, answer it November 3rd.